With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this month's show, we'll be previewing all the big fixtures in the final weekend of the regular season. All of that and loads more on this month's Division 1 show. Welcome. So welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick Division 1 show. Very shortly we're going to be hearing from journalists talking about the promotion race in Division 1 North and the playoff race in Division 1 South, plus the relegation battle in Division 1 South as well. But looking on, we're going to start off with a guest who's probably not bothered anymore with regards to this season. But time will tell, we'll hear what his thoughts are in a second. But joining us now with a big smile on his face, it's the manager at Shawley, it is Craig Elliott. Hello Craig, how are you?
Yep, spot on, thank you.
So, firstly, before we get to the league, a big congratulations. More silverware, winners of the Sheffield Senior Cup last night.
Yeah, fantastic. It's been a perfect week. Obviously, to do the double in a matter of a couple of days is brilliant, and just really proud and pleased for everybody at the club, really.
So, last season, I think we spoke about roughly about this time of year, actually, and we were talking about... Not the disappointment in the right word, but it was one of them seasons where Shawley just missed out. This season, Shawley have been formidable, really, throughout the entire season.
Yeah, we've been consistent for 2 years. I mean, we only lost 4 league games last season. We've lost 4 this season. So we've had 2 really successful seasons, but this season we seem to have a bit more steel to us. We had a will to win, got a lot more clean sheets, and his own record as well, I think, has actually won us a title in the end, really. But yeah, we've had a bit more winning mentality, I think, in the camp.
Now, obviously, in the last week, Witton Albion did get the points deduction, but when we spoke on EvoStick Extra last week, I think there was an acceptance from Cal McCauley before that point deduction that win for Charlene last week was pivotal, really. And obviously, I was at Witton Albion for the reverse fixture last month, and there wasn't too much separating the two sides, really, was there?
No, I mean, it's been a fantastic effort from both teams, and I knew they'd push us all the way. I mean, you've just got to see how far in front we are, the third place Spalding, to see that we both had great seasons, and I've watched them a lot, and I knew it'd be tight. Obviously, beating them last week, I felt like it just gave us the edge going into the running, and I felt confident we'd finish the job. And obviously, it's harsh when I'm having 3 points taken off, because I know what that feels like when we got kicked out of the FA Trophy ourselves. So I know they'll be hurting, but... full respect to them, fantastic team, fantastic manager, and I'm proud that we've been able to beat a team as good as them, to be honest with you, to win the title.
Now, it's really nice for me this time of year, because I get to speak to managers who've won something. I spoke to Alan Armstrong last week at Blythe, and one of the questions I asked Alan was about, you know, the 100 points barrier. It's like a symbol, isn't it, of a really outstanding season. You've scored over 100 goals now.
Yeah.
You're just 1 point short. Going into this game then this weekend against Stamford, how important is it for you to finish the season on a high in front of a good home crowd as well?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, I've been told as well that we get chances if we get a point, we break the record points total for the league as well, which is important. Like I said, we've not been beaten at home in the league all season. Well, we haven't been beaten in the league actually for 18 months, so it's important we keep that intact. And like you said, to break the 100 point barrier is a big thing for us. And not only that, it's the last game of the season, you want to finish on a positive note, and I'm sure lads will be fired up to sort of achieve all them targets.
Now, when I started this interview, obviously I joked about you maybe not necessarily caring too much about the league at this moment, especially after last night's win. But when it comes down to it, obviously, where's your mind now? Is it on next season? Have you already started thinking about it in the last week or so, or is it something that you're going to start thinking about in May? I mean, when do you start thinking about next season?
No, I'll be honest, my mind switched on straight away to next season. That's how I work, really. I'm sure most managers are like myself, that you know what I mean, it's fantastic to get promotion, but you start switching straight away to players you want to keep, players you want to sign, because obviously I'm at a club where We don't want to stand still. We want to keep progressing. I've been lucky enough to get 3 promotions at this club, and we want to get another one, and we want to compete. And I know the chairman's as ambitious and competitive as I am. So, yeah, we can't stand still. And it's literally a matter. Last night we got the double, but you move on to the next challenge.
You've ruined my last question there, Craig. I was going to say, what do you suppose your expectations are for next season? It is going to be a very competitive league. There's going to be a lot of teams who are in the playoff hunt in the Premier Division who are not going to make it. Plus, you've got the likes of Alti coming down, maybe Farsley or Lancaster City from the north. Plus, you're probably going to have a really good side from Division 1 South joining you too. What's your expectations? Yeah.
No, it's going to be hard, but it's competitive, and that's what you want, really. I mean, the good thing is for us, we'll be surrounded by a lot of bigger teams. Sometimes, because we are Shoreline, we're everybody's cup finals, whereas now we're in amongst probably 10, 12 teams that have got a realistic chance of wanting to get promotion. So maybe we won't be highlighted as the only team every week in, week out, that everybody wants to beat. And we're fully aware of that. We're fully aware we've come a long way very quickly. But we're going to look forward to the challenge and some cracking away days to look forward to for everybody involved.
Well, Craig Elliott, manager at Shoreline, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. And on behalf of everyone associated with the NPL show, a big congratulations to you, your coaching staff, all your players and everyone associated with Shoreline. One of those flawless seasons that we get from time to time. And we'll be hearing from you probably in August for our season preview for the Premier Division.
Lovely. Okay, thanks very much, Ben. Cheers, mate.
So a big thank you there to Shoreline's manager, Craig Elliott, and what a season they've had. In a second, we're going to be speaking about the Lancashire clubs in Division 1 North and their chances of winning the league as well as getting promoted this season. Plus, later on, we're going to be returning to Division 1 South with a full look at the playoff race with Andrew Simpson. But before that, it's now time to welcome back a dear old friend from the east side of the Pennines, from the Yorkshire Evening Post. Please welcome Tom Feeney. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. So Tom's been on the show now for 18 weeks solid now, pretty much. But in the last few weeks, he's done a decent enough job of being fair and balanced and giving Lancashire some love as well. But today, for the EvoStick Division 1 show, he's here purely on partisan grounds. So we've settled that now. That's the disclosure. So, Tom, just a quick mention before we get to Division 1 North. For Shoreline, you went to that County Cup final, I think, at Bramall Lane last night. They've had a cracking season, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And I think last night it really felt like that was the celebration. You know, I know that the way that they've gone up, it is a weird one. You know, finding out that the points deduction was happening for Witten, it kind of, I suppose, it took a little bit of the gloss off it. You really want to be in a position where you win a game of football and find out. But I think the game at Bramall Lane, you've got to say they looked a little bit sluggish. You can't really blame them because they've had so much intensity in the last few weeks. And the reality is, when you look at where they are points-wise, you know, if they draw or win the next game, they're hitting the 100-point mark, 102 points if they win the last match. I mean, that is incredible. And to win the Sheffield and Hallamshire Senior Cup final as well, it just makes it a nice double for the side. And I think the big thing for Shoreline is, you know, I've already spoken to a few people there, and it does feel like the plans are already in place for next season. You know, there was a real optimism and confidence that they would go up, so they're not particularly surprised that that's what's happened.
Right. And, well, congratulations to Shoreline. Just a quick mention as well, while we've got you on talking about Division 1 South, Stocksbridge Park Steels, their season has been absolutely incredible. I think a few months ago they were as low as they've been as low as 20th. That was at the start of the season, but they have been hovering that mid-table mark of 15th, 13th, and 14th, and then slowly but surely over, I think it's about a 6-week period, they've just shot up the table, and they're now in the playoffs, and that's confirmed. No one can take that away from Stocksbridge Park Steels. It looks like they're going to finish. Well, they're going to finish fourth. It's just incredible what's happened at Stocksbridge since Christmas.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, what's even more bizarre with it all is 5 weeks ago, Chris Hilton, the manager, basically said, look, I think that's us done playoff-wise. They lost to Lincoln United, and, it looked like a lot of work would need to happen, but to win 8 games in a row is just, you know, sensational. And I think the big thing for them as well, they've not had easy games. It wasn't a case that you looked at the running and thought, right, this is where they'll hit form now. You know, they've got the teams nearer the bottom. They've you know, gone to Rushden and Diamonds, won. They faced Lincoln United, won. Had the Yorkshire Derby, won against Sheffield FC. And that was all in the space of 7 days. To get 9 points out of nine from that just shows the character that they've got there. And Spalding United, they've got in the semis. Now, interesting, they've beaten Spalding both home and away in the league this season. So that surely will give them a boost. I've spoken to Chris Elliott, Chris Hilton this week, and he very much has been saying that, you know, it's cup final territory now. But when you look at what Stocksbridge have been able to do in the likes of the FA Trophy, you know, you'd think that they've got a very good chance of doing something very special this season.
And to give them credit even further, if they win this weekend and Spalding don't, they'll finish a point behind Spalding, which is incredible, because Spalding have been third by a good margin since September, pretty much. But anyway, that's Division 1 South. Let's draw our eyes then to Division 1 North and the title race. And last week I described it as the After You, Claude title race of Division 1 North. And it's happened again. I just can't. Good luck predicting this. We're going to hear from Adam Lord in a second or two to discuss Lancaster City's chances. But Farsley dropping points at home to Ossett Town on Monday. Ooh, and Lancaster, it's match point nearly.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was always going to be a really tough game for Farsley against Ossett Town. And you've got to say the two goals that were scored in that game were, you know, the first one's an absolute wonder strike right into the top corner. Not much they could do about that. But, you know, it just feels to me, I still think there's another twist in this. I still think this could be Farsley's. You've got to say Lancaster have done fantastic to be where they are. And like you said, they're on match point and they're serving for it. It really is in their hands. But, you know, I think Farsley will go to Kendall Town and I think they'll win. I can't see them slipping up like that. And then, you know, you look at Lancaster and what they've got. Gossip North End away, it is not an easy game, that. And I really do think this is going to be one of them with 15 minutes gone, Farsley will probably be going up. Half an hour gone, it might be Lancaster City. I really think this is going to be last-minute drama. And, you know, isn't it just fantastic to see for the division that this really is going down to the wire?
Absolutely. And we should say as well, we're giving a lot of love on this month's Division 1 show to Division 1 North. That's because this playoff race and title race is absolutely fascinating. So we've got Ian Burke coming on, Burke himself from Radio Manchester shortly, to talk about Trafford and Glossop, because you're right to pick on that Glossop match. Glossop need the win. They also need snookers from other teams, but they need a win. And that's a tough game, that, for Lancaster City. It really is. For Ossett Town have got Trafford. Ossett are in now, aren't they? They can be overtaken, but it's going to take a lot, isn't it?
It's going to take a lot. The only thing is, if Trafford beat them, Trafford will go ahead of them because they've got a better goal difference and there's 3 points is the gap. So all of a sudden, you know, the thing for Ossett is it's in their own hands. If they win, you know, they've definitely done it. A draw should be enough. I can't see it not being the case. Although, you know, it's the whole thing here, the way that this table's gone. You know, you think a team's guaranteed something and all of a sudden they're out of it, but a draw would be enough for Ossett Town. So it really is a case, as long as they don't lose, they're in it. And what a great achievement that is for Grant Black's side. But, you know, it just makes it such an enthralling last day, Ossett Town against Trafford, so much on the line. And, you know, I've got a feeling there's going to be a lot of goals in this one because Trafford have got to go for it. They've got to throw the kitchen sink at this. They've got to win. And, you know, maybe that'll be a case that Ossett Town can, you know, exploit the gaps that will be created.
And when we speak to Adam in a second, we'll discuss Cone as well, because Cone have got Drelsden. They're in fourth position. Scarborough Athletic, well done to Scarborough getting in there, getting the noses in there. They are fifth. It is precarious. If Clitheroe in ninth get enough goals and results go their way, Clitheroe could even still get in the playoffs. But I think that's going to be a bit miraculous. But for Scarborough, they need a win. Definitely need a win to confirm it.
Yeah, they need a win. I mean, the only thing with Scarborough is the clean sheet record that they've got recently is just, you know, it's incredible. 7 wins in a row, conceded 0 goals in that time. It's actually broken a club record since they reformed to keep so many clean sheets in a row. You know, one player that's come in since, I don't think it's a surprise that they've done so well, is Dom Roma. who obviously, you know, earlier on was the manager of Gainsborough. He's come in to play, and I spoke to him recently. He just said he's enjoying it. You know, he enjoys the fact that he hasn't got that managerial pressure on his hands at the minute. But look, if you'd have said, you know, if you'd have said a few weeks ago Scarborough will be with one game to go in the playoffs, you'd have worked it out, and they would have needed to have won all the games. You know, it has just been this incredible run, and I suppose it was kind of summed up with the way they played against Tadcaster Albion, a score basically with the last kick of the game, their last game in the regular season, playing in Bridlington before they return home. Although I do think they're going to have another game in the playoff semi-final, but I mean, it just sums up what has been an incredible 2 months for the side, to score so many important late goals, to keep so many clean sheets. And I think they're the team where you look at them and you think momentum. When you talk about the playoffs, you say momentum is key. And I think that's the team with momentum. They've just, you know, gone completely under the radar in recent weeks. And now all of a sudden, everyone's paying attention to them because they can defend really well and they get goals. And when you can do that, you've got a great chance of doing something.
And Scarborough are travelling to Colwyn Bay. Quite a long journey, that one. Lastly, then, we mentioned Clitheroe already. Clitheroe, I think they have to win 5-0 and everyone has to get beat or something like that to overturn the goal difference at the moment with Scarborough. But this weekend, Clitheroe are hosting Brighouse Town. Now, Brighouse Town are in a bit better shape than Clitheroe. They're on 68 points, 2 points to Scarborough. Still, it's all asked for Brighouse to even get in the playoffs. But the point is, between Clitheroe and Brighouse Town, can't afford a draw either of them. It has to be a win, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has to be a win, and it's interesting. I've seen a few people associated with Brighouse basically saying, if you'd have said at the start of the season, with one game to go, you've got a chance of being in the playoffs, so rip your hand off. You know, it is just fantastic, really. The unbeaten run they've gone on, the issue for them, I said it a few weeks ago, the amount of draws they've had. If they'd have turned two of them draws into victories, they'd actually be assured of a playoff place, basically. You know, it's just been such a topsy-turvy season for everyone involved. And I think for Brighouse, if they miss out by a point, if they miss out by two, whatever happens from now till the end of that game, it's been a great season for them. And for Paul Quinn's side, it's all about progression. And that's what they've done. You know, year on year, they've been progressing. And this season, even if they just miss out, next season, then the aim will be to get into the playoffs.
Well, Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post, a big thank you for coming on this month's Division 1 show. Just a quick plug before you go, and we start looking at Lancashire and Greater Manchester, just a quick plug for your fine work over there on the east side of the Pennines.
Yeah, well, if you give me a follow on Twitter, it's at Thomas Feeney. As quoted by a Hyde United fan, I'm not too bad for a Yorkie. I'll take that.
So that's the view from Yorkshire. Let's go to the, in my opinion, the correct side of the Pennines now, to Lancashire. And joining me from the Lancashire Evening Post, it's a welcome return to the journalistic legend of Lancashire. It's Adam Lord. Hello, Adam. How's things?
Hi, I don't think I can live up to that billing, but yeah, good
you,
to be
you
on
you
again.
Can. So, as I was saying there to Tom Feeney, the title race has been very much after you, Claude, in a way. It's been to-ing and fro-ing, and this weekend it's basically comes down to this shootout. Farsley Celtic with their game away at Kendal Town, and Lancaster City with the tougher game, in my opinion, away at Glossop North End. What's your take on it all?
Yeah, I'd go with most of that, to be honest. I mean, as you say, the sort of after you thing. At one point, like, nobody wanted to win it. You look at the form table, Lancaster's form is better than Farsley's, although, you know, the win against Kendal was the end of back-to-back defeats. But as for the final day, you definitely say that obviously Glossop need the points to get in the playoffs. Kendal have got nothing to play for. And not to cast aspersions against Kendal, but, you know, the local rivals of Lancaster, so I don't think they'd be devastated if Lancaster didn't win the title. But, no, listen, I'm not... You're going to ask me for prediction. I am going along to the game. I'm a Lancaster lad, so I want the dollies to do it. But could I predict which way it's going to go? Not the way things have gone recently. I don't think anybody could.
That's very true. I mean, I was saying that to Tom, really. It's a bit of a nightmare, really. I wouldn't like to predict it. But for Lancaster City, I saw them against Prescott, and I know you had other commitments that evening, but they were a bit shaky, and I was quite surprised. It looked like Prescott were the title challengers, in a way, in that game. The form for Lancaster has picked up, though, in recent games, and that must be reassuring for Mr. Brown there at Lancaster.
It is. I mean, they lost a draw. Looking at it, it's funny. You speak to Phil Brown every week and sort of, I mean, they hit Prescott in decent form. Prescott, who, you know, scored 7 the other week. And they hit Droylsden where they lost on Saturday in decent form and went down there. But, yeah, listen, it's whether the nerves are getting to people, I don't know. Whether whether players are sort of, you know, running out of steam of it, I'm not sure. But, listen, the reality is, with all the twists and turns and, you know, the way things have gone and there's been games in hand and his goal difference going to play a part, the thing for Lancaster is straightforward now. There's no sort of looking over your shoulder thinking, well, if they lose, this happens. If they draw, this happens. Now it's, you've got to gossip, you win the title. It's obviously not straightforward in terms of, you know, Gossip have had a very good season and they say they want to break into the top five. But in terms of what you've got to do, it's black and white now.
Now, speaking of black and white, it's not necessarily black and white for Glossop North End, though. I mean, shortly we're going to be speaking to Berkey from Radio Manchester about Glossop and Trafford. But the playoff pitch at the minute is absolutely crackers. And Clitheroe in ninth still have it's an outside bet, admittedly, but they still have a chance. And Cone, even though they're fourth and look snug, they still have a chance to be knocked out. So for the Lancashire sides, it's do or die this weekend. It really is, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a cracker season. I mean, the top two are clear, as you say. That's been absolutely all over the place from one week to the next, you know. From 9 points clear with Farsley having games in hand to Farsley thinking they might then stretch away, and they've sort of, you know, hit a bit of a buffer. And as you said, the playoff picture is bonkers, which is why I think Lancaster got gloss at knowing that, listen, there's as much on the line for them, because the old cliche, I think, and Lancaster know this, 2010, 2011, they finished miles clear in second. They lost to Colwyn Bay on a Sunday at Giant Axe in the playoff final, having come, you know, as I say, runners-up by a distance. I don't think either, certainly, say, if they lose at Glasgow on the last day and drop into the playoffs, and you've maybe got a team that snuck up in there in fifth, it's the old cliche, isn't it? You know, you'd rather be the team that sort of maybe arrived unexpectedly, you know, maybe just there to enjoy it, maybe didn't expect to jump in, rather than the one that's sort of been there all season. But as you said, there's now, what, you know, upwards at the moment, 9 different clubs could get promoted, you know, going for those two places. So it is crackers. But, you know, would we have it any other way? Easier for managers' heart rates, but I think we're all enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it, certainly. And this weekend, Adam, you're off to Glossop North End. I advise you off air, and I'm going to advise you now, because obviously some Lancaster City fans listen to this. The pies at Glossop North End, sensational. So, Adam, I'd like a report back on the pies as well as the match as well on Saturday. Where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on if you can't make the game?
Well, I'll be there myself. I don't get to as many Lancaster games as I'd like to with other commitments at Preston North End mainly. But yeah, Adam Lord LM is my Twitter. That'll be the place to go. LancasterGuardian.co.uk. Electricity and Wi-Fi for missing, I'll throw that in there. We'll hopefully have stuff fairly up to date. There's Lancaster Guardian Facebook page as well, where we're being encouraged to put more of our stuff. So yeah, there's plenty of stuff. Listen, I'm going hoping to cover a title win, so we're all geared up for that. But as I say, listen, it's a tough game, and they've got a very good home record, Glossop. So, and as this title race has proved, anything could happen.
Well, Adam, I wish you all the best of luck covering it. Safe journey down to Glossop, and well, good luck this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks, and I'll speak to you soon, I'm sure.
So that's the view from Lancashire, but what about down here in Mancunia? Well, joining me now is Mr. Non-League Mancunia himself. It's Mr. Ian Burke from Radio Manchester. Hello, Burkey, how's things?
I'm all right, Ben, how are you?
I'm all good. So we've been crisscrossing the north, and we've ended here, saving the best till last, some would say. Actually, that's not true. We've got Andrew Simpson coming up in a second to discuss Division 1 South.
Definitely the best, yeah.
But closing things off in Division 1 North, Trafford and Glossop, it's two big, big games this weekend. Glossop North End have got Lancaster City, and Trafford are travelling to Ossett Town. Both clubs know that they have to win and hope that they get snookers from elsewhere. But in Trafford's case, they could overtake Ossett Town with a win. So, who knows?
That's it, Ben. It's dead simple. It's dead simple, really, for Trafford. They know that if they win, they're in the playoffs, possibly at the expense of Ossett Town if results go against them. And you look at the other games that they've got, and who's it, Scarborough, they've got Colwyn Bay, and well, they can beat anyone on the day, but they can lose to anyone on the day, can't they? Unpredictable is the word there, but Scarborough on a great run, and you know, I'd love to see them back in the Premier Division for when they open the new ground and everything. But Trafford, people have been having a bit of a nibble at them, because they had that brilliant run round about the turn of the year. I think it was 16 or 17 games unbeaten in the league. But what's happened since then is they've kind of just reverted to type. They've gone win, draw, loss, win, draw, loss, win, draw, loss for the last 2 months, really. And there's no shame in that. I mean, I don't think anyone was really expecting Trafford to be challenging this season. But they excelled themselves round the turn of the year. And so now people are going, well, what's gone wrong at Trafford? Now it's gone wrong. They've just reverted to the mean. It's absolutely fine. But one thing is that they've got in the favour now, Ben, is that Aaron Burns, he's refound his shooting boots. He scored best part of 30 goals this season, and he hadn't scored from February all the way through February and March, really. So, you know, this is a great time for him. He scored in the last two games, and this one against Ossett Town tomorrow, it's humongous. Who's to say Trafford can't do it? I'm not going to say they can't do it, because they've got a good management team there. They've got some very good players. And, well, let's see how it goes.
Now, we touched upon Glossop as well. Glossop, they're hosting Lancaster City, and we've just spoke to Adam Lord up at the Lancashire Evening Post about Lancaster City. It's a must-win for Lancaster City, but it's also a must-win for Glossop North End. What do you reckon for them? Because at home, they've been all right, but how's the pitch looking? Because it was a concern, wasn't it, a couple of months ago?
Well, they've been great at home. I think they've only lost three games there all season. Although, weirdly enough, two of them were against Burscough and Radcliffe Borough. So it's just peculiar. In fact, there is one about Glossop, right? They've been so frustrating this year. They're well behind the pack now. Well, the title challengers, I should say, behind Lancaster and Farsley. But it's the most ridiculous stat I think I've ever seen this. Glossop have lost against each of the sides, each of the seven sides at the bottom of the league.
Really?
I don't understand how it's possible. If they'd have won four of them, they'd have been in with a shout of winning the league tomorrow. If they'd have won five of those, they'd be top. It shouldn't be like this, you know. It starts to suggest that these feels to me like there's a lack of preparation when it comes to the smaller teams, that they just think, oh, well, we'll just show up and we'll steamroll them. And it hasn't happened time and time again. They're doing all right against the teams at the top, and they showed it last week beating Colne, but then going off to lose against Mosley, who were third bottom, or fourth bottom, rather. It's baffling how it's happened from this season. And another staggering gossip stat is that they conceded more goals this season than they have in the last two combined.
So, is that true too? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? But I'm just really frustrated at Glossop. They've got a good team there, and they can do it. They know they can do it. It's just, I don't know what it is against the lesser teams in the division. They just haven't shown up, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. But they can still get in there, Ben. But like you say, they're going to need snookers. They need Ossett and Trafford to draw in the first instance. And then, well, the rest we'll see. But unfortunately, I don't see them getting in the playoffs this time.
Now, just a closing thought then for you, Burke, because I've not asked this question to Tom Feeney or Adam Lord, because they're inherently biased, I have to say. when it comes to this race, then the title, if Lancaster City beat Glossop, then the title's definitely theirs. But we've already said Glossop's home form is good. Glossop's form against the teams above them is good. Farsley Celtic, they've got that tough game. It's away at Kendal Town, and Kendal Town are obviously local rivals to Lancaster City, so who knows? But then you've got the Ossett Town, Colne, Scarborough, Trafford, Glossop North End, Brighouse Town, and a really, really outside bet with Clitheroe. Who's going to make the playoffs and who's going to win the league? Burkett, over to you. I'm going for a cup of tea.
I think Lancaster are going to win the league. You've just got to sneak over the lines tomorrow. And their thing this season has been grinding out the victories. They've not really battered teams. They've won by the odd goal, and that served them really, really well. So I think they're just going to sneak over the finishing line tomorrow against Glossop. But then, if they don't, will Farsley do it? Because teams have been dropping points left, right and centre. All running, really. Never mind this month. They've been doing it since March as well. Those two are well away, and then they've been reeled in a little bit, but I don't know. Anyway, playoffs. I think it's going to be a draw tomorrow between Ossett and Trafford. So that means Ossett are going to be in there. And I think by virtue of that, it means that Cone and Scarborough qualify automatically. So I think that's going to be the rest of it.
Okay,
Farsley. Yeah, Farsley, Ossett, Cone, and the other one, Scarborough.
You don't
ask me who's going to win it. Oh, I ain't got a clue.
we've got a special show coming up on Tuesday, which I'm pretty sure we'll be covering that. We're going to be live from Witten Albion, Berkey, just so that you know.
Ooh.
So you're more than welcome to join us, or you're more than welcome to go to another playoff semi-final and help us out somewhere else and give us some updates. But that'd be great. But Berkey, a big thank you for joining us. A quick plug for your work and Radio Manchester and sports coverage. Go on, off you go.
Oh, all right. Well, tune in on Friday nights. It depends what's going on with the Super League and all that. If there's a commentary on, we'll be on between 7 and about 7:45. If it's not a commentary, as is the case tonight, if you've got time to tune in this evening, we're on at about 7:45 or 6:40 up till the hour. So there you are. Loads of non-league stuff from around Greater Manchester and all that kind of caper. Hyde United commentary, 26mil.com. We're over at Goole tomorrow to sample the fantastic pies. There you go. I've been seduced by my stomach yet again.
Well, Berkey, a big thank you for joining us. Enjoy your Friday night on BBC Radio Manchester, and we'll be hearing from you quite soon, I'm sure.
Top stuff. Cheers, Ben.
So that's Division 1 North, but it's now time to make a long-awaited return to Division 1 South. We obviously spoke to Craig Elliott earlier, but no Division 1 show is complete without speaking to our next correspondent from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. It's Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello, Andy. How's things?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. I feel better now. I was thinking, this show's missing something. What's it missing? What's it missing? Simo!
Oh, I'm glad I complete you.
Right, so Division 1 South, obviously, Charlene have won the league. Big congratulations to them. Witten Albion came second. We spoke about it last week. It was a done deal even before the points deduction. They're going into this match on Saturday against Sheffield. I imagine it's going to be quite a different team to the one that played Shaw Lane a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I expect so. And yeah, just to underline your congratulations to Shaw Lane, I think I made a slightly tongue-in-cheek tweet earlier in the week when I said that they got 94 points last year and that wasn't enough, so they had to go and get more this year just to make sure. And any team that gets 99 points and if they avoid to meet defeat tomorrow, will pass the 100-point marker. Absolutely worthy champion, score more than 100 goals as well. And they've done it in style, Ben. They've won the last five games. There's absolutely no arguments, no complaints at all from Witten. And they also congratulate Shaw Lane for what they've achieved. Yeah, just quickly on Witten, I do expect them to make changes for the game against Sheffield tomorrow. They obviously have one eye on Tuesday night's promotion playoff semi-final. I think for Witten, they're not going to know who their opponents are until probably 5 o'clock tomorrow, which I'm sure we'll touch on in a second. But yeah, obviously they're disappointed not to have won it. You know, before they had a 3-point deduction earlier this week for fielding an ineligible player, they had reached 96 points, which is a new record for a side finishing second in Division 1 South. And it was a point that Carl McCauley made to me when I interviewed him after their bank holiday Monday game against Northwich, when he said, "We're not beating ourselves up too much about finishing second, because in many ways we couldn't have done any more. We couldn't have done any more than what we've done, and to keep it alive until the last couple of games of the season, they still deserve enormous credit for that." As I've said a number of times on this show, I mean, you know, even as far back, even as early as February going into March, they were nowhere. So to have taken it as close as they have, they deserve a lot of credit, and they are now getting ready for the playoffs next week.
Definitely a changed side for Witten Albion against Sheffield. I'm imagining as well Spalding United and Stocksbridge Park Steels in their respective games, they're going to ring the changes. You mentioned that Witten Albion, they don't know who they're playing on Tuesday night. Spalding and Stocksbridge definitely know who they're going to be playing. It's going to be a right ding-dong, and hopefully we're going to have a correspondent at that game feeding us back on Tuesday's live show that we've got planned. So Spalding against Stocksbridge, congratulations to both of them in the playoffs. Now, though, we need to talk about the really meaty issues of Division 1 South going into this final weekend. Rushden and Diamonds, they've got a game against Carlton Town, knowing that if they win, they're in the playoffs. Behind them,
you've
got Basford United taking on Newcastle Town, with both teams knowing they have to win and hoping that Rushden Diamonds drop points. boom.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, we said it would go down to the last game of the season. That's absolutely what's going to happen. Rushden are in the best position. It's they're the only side with it completely in their hands. People might look at the table and go, Carlton at home, yeah, no problem. They should be fine. And obviously, yeah, okay, we'll go along with that. Rushden's home record this season has been slightly dodgy, though. They have been one of the better travellers in the division, so there's that in there as well. And when I saw Carlton, they came to Winchester Park to play Witten a couple of weeks ago. They lost 2-0, but they were desperately, desperately unlucky. They hit the post twice. They played really, really well. They are a better side than their position in the table suggests. So I don't think it'll be a gimme. And of course, Carlton held Basford to a draw on Easter Monday as well. So it's not like they're coasting towards the end of the season like some other teams appear to have been doing. So, yes, I think Rushden are slight favourites above the other two, but they're going to need to just be a little bit careful. And I suspect that a point won't be enough. I think you're quite right. I think they probably will need to win because I expect Basford and Newcastle to produce a winner. Basford go into that game very much the form team out of the two. They've not lost any of their past seven games. They're in good nick. I mean, we're talking about a points deduction not in the end affecting what happened to Witten Albion. I mean, Basford, ouch. I mean, the 3-point deduction they had earlier in the season for fielding an ineligible player, it would be them going into the final game of the season in fifth position if those 3 points not come off. So that's going to sting if they miss out because of that. Newcastle, I think we've touched on this again in the past couple of weeks. I mean, they've hit a run of poor form exactly the wrong time of the season. I did say a couple of weeks ago that their running was by far the most difficult of the playoff contenders, and so it's proven because they have lost 5 of the past 7 games. The big one was last Saturday, of course, wasn't it, when they went down to Rushden. They only lost 1-0, but that was the game that really has put Rushden in the best position now to go on and seal that fifth place in what would be then a promotion playoff semi-final at Witten on Tuesday. But yeah, it's great. It's gone down to the final day of the season, and we'll see who comes out on top. Probably should mention Lincoln and apologise to Lincoln for jinxing them, because I've said for the last 2 months that they were going to do it.
Simo, I've got to say something, right? I was going to say at the end, not to rule out Lincoln United either, because, and I've worked this out, right?
Go on. If
for example, how can this work? I've not written it down. But if Newcastle Town and Basford United draw, yes, and
okay, yeah,
Rushden Diamonds get beat, then if Lincoln United beat Romulus 8-0, then they're in the playoffs. I mean, okay, and you know, Romulus 15th, they've not got the best defensive record. I mean, it depends how Lincoln United come out onto the pitch, but it could happen. I don't think we can rule them out.
No, maybe not mathematically. That's fair enough. I mean, they'll be kicking themselves. They had a poor Easter. They only picked up a single point. They drew 2-2 at Leek and then followed that with a 2-0 defeat at home to Spalding, one which I expected them to win because Spalding, you know, have been resting players and getting ready for the playoffs. So it's probably last weekend that in the end has stalled their run. But yeah, okay, let's see what happens. I mean, you know, we've seen plenty of things in football this season. I suppose we should rule absolutely nothing out, but I would be amazed if they make it. But, you know, to be fair, for balance, they were nowhere like Witten, weren't they, at the turn of the year. And so to have got as close as they have shows what a tremendous second half of the season they've had. But yeah, just to reinforce, I mean, Stocksbridge have done that. They were in a similar position to Lincoln, weren't they, in the table, and 8 successive wins has propelled them up to fourth. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary what they've done. And I mean, in a way, I think the rest of the playoff contenders are probably looking at and going, ooh, we'd quite like to avoid Stocksbridge, thank you very much. They're absolutely flying. So we'll see how Spalding handle that next week.
Now, down the bottom end, obviously, relegation sorted in Division 1 North. It's certainly not sorted in Division 1 South. Commiserations to Northwich Victoria. That Bank Holiday Monday defeat to Witten sealed the deal for them, unfortunately. And we wish everyone well at the club.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a strange old game on Monday. That felt, certainly when Witten took the lead, there felt an air of inevitability about what then followed. To be fair to Northwich, they actually made a real game of it for the first 35 minutes and, you know, made the point in my report, they should have taken the lead. They had a couple of really good chances and who knows what might have happened if they had got the first goal. The manager, Paul Moore, extremely dignified, did a really good interview afterwards and quite rightly pointed out that what has hurt Northwich badly was the defeats in the games against Loughborough and Rugby. I mean, they very much set up their running to try and take points off the direct rivals. That didn't happen, and that's what's cost them. I mean, you know, to take it down to the last two games and need to pick up points against Witten and Spalding was always going to be really difficult for them, and he was very honest and said it was the defeats in those games that have cost them. And yes, he's also very honest in so much as he's been blunt in so much as saying how much of a rebuild now needs to be done there. If that's easier to do in the North West Counties League, we'll have to see. But I know he's very pragmatic, Paul. I've been really impressed with how he's handled it, and he certainly knows what a big task there is ahead to, you know, to kind of restore the club to where it's been in the past. He's under no illusions, and we'll see how they get on with the start of that rebuild next season.
Now then, let's talk about the two teams then who are trying their bestest this weekend to avoid that relegation. And it's Loughborough Dynamo and Rugby Town. It's basically a shootout, essentially. Loughborough Dynamo, I've kind of got match point at the minute, but, you know, it's only 1 point. And, Loughborough Dynamo, they're taking on Market Drayton Town this weekend, whilst Rugby Town, who are currently in that second bottom spot at the moment, Rugby Town are hosting Kidsgrove Athletic. And, well, Rugby Town, they can draw. They can draw, and if results go their way, they could stay up, but they can't risk it. They have to win, really.
I think they have to win, and I mean, they must wonder how they've ended up in this position. I mean, they had that great win at Northwich a couple of weeks ago, and I believe, you know, quite jubilant celebrations after it. I think they felt that was the big win that was going to take them over the line. And then what happened? Successive defeats at home against Loughborough and Gresley have really put them right back in it. I mean, they got a really good point at Bedworth on Monday, but yeah, they've ceded the advantage to Loughborough, and they'll wonder quite how that's happened. Loughborough, I mean, it's extraordinary. What I mean, they lost 8 successive games. I wrote them off, said there's no way they can get out of it. What have they done? They've won the next 3. And I think I'll make the same point as them as I made about Stotchbury's last week. But they're now in a position where we expect them to finish the job. So there is a little bit of a different dynamic surrounding their game this weekend. Market Drayton are a funny one. I mean, I gave them a big shout out a couple of weeks ago because they've been massive spoilers this season in taking points off teams at the top of the table. But nearly all of those positive results have been at home. They've not travelled well. In fact, they've lost 7 in the past 8 away from home. So Loughborough will look at that and go, we've got a great chance here. It'll just be how they handle the fact that they're now expected to do it. Massive credit goes to Pete Ward and Andy Kinsey, the management team that went in there. It took them a while to kind of, you know, start to turn things around. But they've timed this upturn in fortune absolutely perfectly, haven't they? Rugby against Kidsgrove. I mean, normally Kidsgrove, they're pretty slippery, tricky customers. I mentioned earlier about teams that, you know, have kind of their seasons kind of petered out and they're thinking about where they're going on the holidays. Kidsgrove certainly giving the impression of being one of those teams. They've lost the past 4 games. So Rugby will look at that and go, okay, if we can take the lead against Kidsgrove, we should see it out. But they'll be feeling nervous because of the 2 really, really poor results they've had in front of their own supporters in the past couple of weeks. I think Loughborough are going to do it, you know, and that would be an absolutely remarkable that they've pulled themselves out of it in the final fortnight of the season.
And with the worst defence in the league as well, which is amazing stuff.
Indeed.
So, Simo, a big thank you for joining us. We should just say now, because this is essentially the wrap-up of the show, a big good luck to everyone in Division 1 North competing for the title, Lancaster City and Farsley. Everyone running for the playoffs in Division 1 North and Division 1 South, and this relegation battle in Division 1 South as well. Wish everyone the best of luck competing this weekend. And, I think this is going to be the last Division 1 show of the year. So a big thank you to all the clubs in Division 1 South and North for your support this season. A big thank you to all the correspondents, including you, Mr. Simpson, who's been like a rock on this show all the way through the season. We should say we are back on Tuesday night, though, with a live broadcast, and I'm pretty much sure this is confirmed now. Swampy said it in passing, and he hadn't had a drink, so I'm assuming it's true. We are going to be at Winsham Park for Witten Albion versus TBA. If it is Rustin and Diamonds, then we won't be providing commentary because we don't want to step on their internal radio commentary shoes. But we will be doing a live show regardless, which will be like a Jeff Stelling Soccer Saturday style, where we'll have correspondents from every single playoff semi-final from Tuesday night. How's this going to work? No idea. But we're going to give it a go, and it's going to be utter car crash, and therefore well worth tuning in for a multitude of reasons. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, bring it on. I'm really looking forward to it. A massive week in Witton Albion season, potentially, but obviously for lots of other clubs as well. So I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
So a big thank you there to Andrew Simpson, and a big thank you to all my guests on this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. Craig Elliott at Shaw Lane, Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post, Adam Lord at the Lancashire Evening Post, and Ian Burke from Radio Manchester. That's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Division 1 side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.